The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
Let me tell you about who deserves a shot at the United States heavyweight.
Let's hear it.
I'm the champion. I ought to know. You know, I've been sizing up guys since I came to WCW. And I think the one guy that stands out the most, the guy that I think has earned a title shot, El Dandy, I think you're a heck of a wrestler, you're a great technician in the ring, and you're a jam-up guy. Whoa. I don't see any reason...
Wait a minute. El Dandy has been wrestling in the cruiserweight division here. Please.
He's a great wrestler.
He's a great wrestler, but my goodness sakes, it's 50 pounds.
Who are you to doubt El Dandy? Because this guy's a serious professional.
Well, let's talk about some serious contenders.
How about hypnosis? Let's get thrown...
Psychosis?
Whatever. He's a great wrestler.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the WrestleCast. This is episode 112, where all the something dwells.
Please,
yeah. Well, no. Well, I wanted to keep it wrestling themed. Come on, you just went and broke key fob over here. So anyway, I'm Samuel Kalunga. This is Didi Janae.
Hey, friends.
And that's Don DeLaurentiis, that voice you heard just now.
Hey, what's up, all you bucks of youth?
Right. So, we've got a few news notes and the go home show to Roadblock. What is it called? End of the road, end of the line?
End of the line.
Now, you know why they're calling it that, right?
Nope.
Because there was already a Roadblock this year. It was in February.
Oh. Well, why are they repeating names?
I guess they've run out of names. I mean, I don't know. Starcade is still available.
That's awful.
They ain't doing nothing WCW.
I mean, hey, I'm just saying. Starcade was the annual December pay-per-view. It just makes sense. But anyway, so we got the road to Roadblock. We have some more stuff, some SmackDown because SmackDown matters. No Lucha tonight because I just didn't get a chance to watch it. And we have some NXT and some New Japan. So let's get started with the news.
Mm.
Okay, Didi, your boy is missing up. Your boy Alberto.
He ain't my boy. He's Paige's boy. He's his wife's boy. It's probably another girl in Costa Rica we don't know about, but he ain't mine.
I know, right? So, yeah, apparently he was at the Combates America show, and there was a wrestler known as Alan Extreme who was dressed as a Ninja Turtle, I guess. Mm-hmm. They were at the show to see Alberto's brother Guillermo, and they were backstage, and there's a very narrow passageway, and Alberto got mad at Extreme because he believed when he was passing by the passageway that he was touching Paige inappropriately. An argument ensued. They got mad at each other. Extreme pushed Alberto. And then Alberto went off. He just started punching the hell out of him. Beat the crap out of him. It was bleeding pretty badly. And it was in front of fans. And so they quickly got out of there. Because, and I don't think they're allowed back in that arena.
Wow.
So, yeah, he threatened, they've been threatening, there's legal action that's been threatened. And, of course, like I said, he's warned Rodriguez not to come back to that building, so. I guess it's that milk of magnesia that's what does it to you. I don't know.
And Classic needs to play that you got it bad over that whole description you just read.
Right. Yeah, I guess that's what that Caucasian does to you. I don't know. I mean, I can't speak from experience. But I don't know if any of y'all can.
What, Caucasians? It's not that popping.
It's not that popping?
No, it's not.
Okay, so our boy, Mr. Oh No, Chris Hero, is apparently coming back to WWE. I'm not sure if he'll be on NXT or the main roster, but he's still not done with his physical. But barring his physical, he should be back. So, yeah, hopefully. I know it's not going to happen just because he's hooked up with Sheamus now, but I'd love to see a Kings of Wrestling reunion. That was my favorite tag team in Ring of Honor back in the day. Thoughts? Anybody thoughts?
He should go to the Wyatt family.
He looks like one of them, doesn't he?
Exactly. If Randy turns, then he should be the one they bring in to go against Randy and initiate him in.
Right. So, yeah, there's that. Hopefully he can get his weight problem down, because that was one of the reasons why they kind of let him go, because he couldn't keep it together. I guess he enjoyed greasy foods too much or something. I don't know.
If he's a big beer drinker, that'll put it on him too.
Right. Let's see here. So Randy Orton did an interview with Bleacher Report, and he hinted at getting new ring gear for his Wyatt family stuff. So there's that. No telling you. I mean, he's going to be all like, you know, in flannels and stuff like that.
If he just grows a beard, he'll actually have gear to be in the Wyatt family.
Right? That's all he needs. Yeah, he's coming there. Like, they're all coming out in like rags and flannels and stuff like that. And here he comes with a hoodie. Like, that doesn't make any sense. All right. So Mickie James has signed a 3-year deal with WWE. Not sure where she'll be. Let's see here. What else? Apparently Lana is. They're trying to make Lana wrestle again. She was at NXT show in St. Petersburg, Florida, not Russia, and she will be wrestling in Winter Haven. So I'm not sure what's going on.
Do we know who she's wrestling yet?
I don't have no idea. Like, what other ring girl do they have on Raw that she can wrestle? Maybe I don't know.
Well, we know it's not JoJo.
I was going to say that they could bring in Carmella to hook up with Enzo in there, but she's on SmackDown.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she can wrestle Eva Marie when they trade. Never mind.
I don't want Eva to ever wrestle. I appreciate this thing that she's got going on.
Right. It's working for her, right?
Mm-hmm.
Her and her husband doing the tummy tea and everything.
Apparently tummy tea pays well because everybody is a damn sponsor, and I'm just trying to get on it.
Right. Okay, so after a series of good ratings by modern standards, Raw fell back to its lowest mark since Halloween, averaging 2.75 million viewers, even with the New Day the overall theme of the New Day did not resonate well, because everyone shut it off during the second hour. It could have been due to the football game, which did 12.92 million viewers.
Jeez.
But who knows?
I tend to think that they did like I did and really thought that the New Day were going to drop their titles. And after they won the first one, and found out about the second match, I was like, fuck this. Because that's what I did.
Right.
Because I just didn't have faith in the WWE.
Well, I had faith
in my life.
You know when I had faith? When they got in the ring for the second match, mm-hmm. I was on that same thing that you were, Dee Dee. And then I just happened to take a broader look. Mm-hmm. And JoJo's outfit, her dress, was matching the New Day. And I said, I'm going to put my faith in JoJo's outfit. And
oh, my God.
We'll see if it came through later.
The Macho Man theory. Where, like, it was said that, like, if he wore dark clothes, he was losing. If he wore light clothes, he was winning.
I could see that being a thing.
Let's see. So, yeah, that was a... think about this. The people whose record they're breaking are suing them right now. So it's best to get that record off of them.
Why are they some of the concussion people?
Concussion, yeah.
Oh, well. I don't know who those people are, so I'm very okay with black people having that record.
Caucasian concussions.
I like that name.
That should be like a band name or something. Okay, and I'll get to Raw the minute I can access my notes here. Come on, little rainbow wheelie thing. Okay, so Monday Night Raw, live from Philly.
Hello.
Philadelphia. Yeah. Leather cheesesteaks. So anyway. The show actually opens with a match. It opens with Gallows and Anderson versus Sheamus and Cesaro versus The New Day, the WWE Tag Team Championship triple threat match. Xavier opens by dedicating the match to his grandmother. The crowd chants, Grandma, Grandma. That's old school. Big E talks about his third leg, which is like the second time he's made that reference.
Creepcast, glowcast equals creepcast.
I've been most of the people were like, hey, either quit talking about it, just either put up or shut up.
It wasn't me, but somebody was like, Pixar, it didn't happen. And,
oh, God.
You know.
Was it Littlefoot? It sounds like a Littlefoot thing.
It might have been. I don't want to say because I don't recall.
Oh, yeah, don't be out here falsely accusing people now. Yeah. If you're going to drop a Creepcast flag, you got to make sure you're dropping a flag on the right person.
It was somebody in the gorgeous ladies of the Rafflecast.
Because Miss Baltimore, she'll sometimes sneak one in there. I noticed that.
I heard you say distraction finish. I'm sorry.
Right. Okay, so really good triple threat match. Lots of near falls. New Day tries their usual heel tactics, but they do not work initially. The match does end when Sheamus hits the bro kick. Sheamus hits the bro kick, but Kofi hits Trouble in Paradise on Sheamus. Big E holds Cesaro by the legs while Kofi gets the pin, and then New Day retain. Don, you'll appreciate this. The guys celebrate on stage. Xavier is hollering, "Forever!
Forever!
Forever!" Yeah. like Terry Funk?
Yeah, yeah.
After his retirement match, yeah. Okay, so the New Day party begins. There is a cavalcade of stars, including Roman Reigns, Bayley, Mick Foley, Deonna Purrazzo, and my girl Binky Blair.
Binky Blair, she was looking so good. Creepcast flag.
Right? Creepcast big time. Big E is devouring a huge bowl of bootios with the ladle. Like, he got that ladle going, and he was going in on that big old bowl. Xavier sprayed champagne. Oh, yeah, and Bob Backlund was there also for some reason, which he doesn't seem like a party person, but I guess. So Xavier sprays champagne everywhere, and it gets on Stephanie. Stephanie's showing that she has no sense of humor, and it's, everything's all about her, gets upset and storms out of the room. That's when I knew. Like, oh, man, they're gonna take the titles from them.
Oh, I need somebody to get a vine of that with that Migos song, spread champagne, when it's going all over. Yeah, it's
perfect. All right. Okay, so Kevin Owens finds Stephanie backstage. He says, New Day doesn't deserve to be the champions, and they need to be taught a lesson. He says he has an idea that he knows she'll like. And she says she'll get back to him. She's going to go wipe herself down because she has champagne everywhere.
I wonder if she had that Bootsy plan when she was getting her towels and stuff together.
Oh, God. Okay, Braun Strowman versus Curtis Axel. Strowman squashes Axel in the corner. He puts him in the torture rack. Axel fights out of it. It's all for naught, though. Strowman decimates and pins the young Mr. Axe. So after the match, Byron Saxton interviews Braun. Braun says to put some respect on his name and congratulate him after his victory. He asks about Sami Zayn's tweet and how he wants a match or else. He says Foley is protecting Sami from him because he can't last 2 minutes in the ring with him, nor can anyone else. Okay, so Sami Zayn approaches Mick Foley backstage. He says he's getting tired of asking for this match. Foley says he can't have it. He can't do it. Sami says, don't save him. He don't want to be saved. He didn't actually say it like that. But anyway, Foley says Strowman is playing an entire game than Sami is. He's playing a different game than Sami is. He's looking to pin him, but Strowman is looking to destroy him. Sami says if he doesn't want to give him opportunities, he doesn't need to be on Raw. Foley says he'll call Daniel Bryan and work out a trade. Okay, Arya Daivari versus Lindsay Dorado. Get this. During the match, Jack Gallagher, like a gentleman, announces his intention of interfering in the following match. Whilst he doesn't condone such behavior, he would like everyone to know that Mr. Daivari is a scoundrel. He is there to give him a thorough thrashing.
Oh, that dude is over. Daivari, and 1 1/30 second time with the mic, and he's over.
Shining scoundrel. Daivari meets him on the ramp, and the two tussle, causing a disqualification. Let's see here. Yeah, he's doing the vaudevillains. Act better than they are.
Yeah, I told Queen Mel Mindy during SmackDown Matters that, yeah, she just needs to go ahead and throw them to the curb, the Vaudevillains, because that's like one of her favorite tag teams. She really loves her.
Really?
Throw them to the curb. Yeah, she just throw them to the curb and just adopt Jack Gallagher and just be better off for it.
But I thought that one of the Vaudevillains got their asses beat by Sin Cara.
Yeah.
How do you stand for somebody who got beat up by Sin Cara?
Duh.
It's not how this works.
This is a no judgment-free zone here at the WrestleCast. People have their favorites.
I mean,
not so favorites.
Aim higher. That's all.
I told you, I think this kid came into the store the other day looking for a Tyson Kidd action figure. I didn't want to judge the kid, but I was like, I guess get a better hero. I don't know.
Actually, it'll be a major collector's item because he's probably not going to wrestle no more. So he might be thinking long-term investment, sir.
Yeah, right? I just want to know, does the Tyson Kidd figure come with a cast or a neck brace or something? Sure.
You need to say one extra prayer for that tonight, sir. That man could have died in the ring.
Actually, there's a Kevin Nash figure that, someone posted a picture of. And, I guess somehow in shipping or something, the leg broke off. I thought it was oh, God, Kevin Nash in his torn quad again. Okay. So Seth Rollins comes down for the Rollins Report. His guest is Kevin Owens. He says he wants Triple H, and the road to Triple H goes through Kevin Owens. Owens comes out and sets the pistol on the stage, far away from Seth. He says he has an announcement to make. His announcement is that the New Day will put their titles on the line again tonight, this time against Owens and Jericho. Now Jericho comes down, and he says he doesn't want to be his partner tonight or any night. Owens basically says to him, why are you bringing up all the shit? And tonight they have a chance to ruin the New Day's record. Rollins tries to instigate something between the two of them. Jericho says he'll put Rollins on the list, all right, the disabled list. Jericho and Owens run down and beat up Seth Rollins, but then Roman Reigns comes down for the save. Okay, so what's her name? Interviews the outlandish Rich Homie Swan. What makes him outlandish? I don't understand that nickname. Is it the hair?
It is absolutely the haircut and style.
It makes him outlandish.
He looks like he's in a wind tunnel. Do you know how hard it is to get your afro to look like it's in a wind tunnel? It's a skill set.
Okay, so she wants to know how he prepares for his triple threat match. Excellent question. Kendrick interrupts and says, if not for Perkins, he would be champion. TJ Perkins appears out of nowhere. He brings up the whole letting him win thing for the 80th time. Yak, 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 nobody cares. Okay, Brian Kendrick versus TJ Perkins. Neither man adheres to the code of honor, which is very salacious. TJ has Kendrick in the knee bar. But instead of selling it, he's able to get up and hit his finisher. Not a very good seller of your injuries here. Okay, so Mick Foley sees Roman and Seth. He wants them to think about going for the tag titles tonight. He puts them in the match against the New Day and Owens and Jericho. Okay, so Bayley versus Alicia Fox. Apparently, Alicia and Cedric are an actual thing. Like, where is this happening? Like, is this happening and no one's telling us? Is this on Twitter? Is this on YouTube?
It's on the pre-show.
It's on the pre-show.
No, it's not. No, this part was on the pre-show, but the part of them hooking up, was that on the pre-show too?
It's probably on some other pre-show.
It was on the pre-show, like a Raw pre-show. Yeah. Hashtag.
I don't know.
Say no to pre-shows.
Right.
Okay, so Alicia and Cedric are a thing, officially, apparently. And I'm with Ariel Monroe is somewhere steaming right now. Foxy and those legs, my. After a few near falls, the Northern Lights suplex by Alicia, Bayley hits the Bayley the Bayley out of nowhere for the win. Rusev and Lana come out. They mock the crowd, saying that they're going to show a video of what they do behind closed doors.
Ew.
And we just see a video of what happened last week. Big Cass comes out. He goes after Rusev, and the two of them duke it out, but Rusev takes him down. He spears Cass through the ropes. The two fight on the floor, and Rusev and Lana eventually retreat. Okay, so Sami Zayn versus Jinder Mahal. Hashtag don't hinder Jinder. The commentators speculate on what kind of big-time talent they'll get in exchange for Sami Zayn. Zayn gets the easy victory with the hell of a kick. Now, after the match, Mick Foley comes out. He tells Sami that he'll go ahead and trade him. Sami starts to walk away, but Mick asks him if he wants to know who he was traded for. And I got a huge kick out of this. So Foley announces that Sami has been traded for Eva Marie.
Equal value.
No.
Equal That's value. Awful. I've been trying to tell y'all she's good. Now she's equal value with Sami Zayn. See?
That's embarrassing. Somebody should be insulted, and I'm pretty sure it's Sami.
Yeah, he needs to get Sami on her level. Off. You're right. Actually, wow. SmackDown is losing. And not having Eva.
Wow.
The best of Eva Marie matches. Go and look
for it. Look for it this
week. Okay. So Sami goes off and Foley says that it was all a ruse to get the fire out of Sami. So the match is on. Sami Zayn versus Braun Strowman at Roadblock, end of the line. I actually really like this, although they did bury the hell out of Eva. But still, very good.
Wait, so was he traded or not?
No, he was not traded.
Oh.
And you know what, man? One of the biggest thoughts of the night was when they thought he was going to get traded, and one of the biggest disappointments ever was when he wasn't getting traded. People around were like,
Everybody wants him to go to SmackDown.
He should be in SmackDown.
He would flourish in SmackDown.
Oh, yes. SmackDown is truly the land of opportunity.
Right. It's the Ellis Island of wrestling. Okay,
SmackDown matters.
So Jericho and Owens versus Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins versus The New Day. A really good pay-per-view quality match. Near the end, Jericho gets Xavier into the walls of Jericho. He has nowhere to go. He's screaming in agony. And I was actually like up and like, no, don't tap Xavier. Don't tap. Don't do it.
They had all the little tales that there was going to be a New Day loss. They had Xavier wrestling. It's always a sign. Some bullshit about to happen. That's another reason why probably people didn't really watch the second hour once they figured out Xavier might be the one wrestling. So
right. And like for all the near, you know how like all the near falls, like Big E will come in and save him. Big E was nowhere to be found for like the last half of this match. That's why I was like, oh man, they're going to pin him with Big E around. Okay, so he ends up turning around and rolls up Jericho for the one and the two, but no three. Big E is out on the outside. Owens hits a super kick, then Jericho hits a code breaker. Jericho goes for the pin, but Rollins shoves Owen into Jericho, breaking up the pin. Jericho and Owens are distracted as they argue over what happened. The two shove each other. Rollins shoves Jericho into Owens. Rollins gets the pedigree on Jericho before he can go for the pin. Big E grabs him and pulls him out of the ring. Xavier puts his arm over Jericho, and they get the 1-2-3 and are now officially the longest reigning tag team champions in WWE history. So, hooray.
Ooh, kill him.
Hooray.
Have hashtag Black Excellence.
Yeah, baby. You want to talk about it?
Hold on. After the match, Owens tries to explain to Jericho that Rollins pushed him. They argue. Jericho says he doesn't need him. Meanwhile, off screen, Roman, like a jerk, is setting up for the spear. The crowd boos.
Of course.
Jericho sees this, says he's out, he's done, and Owens might want to turn around. And just as he does, Rowan, the asshole, spears the hell out of Owens, holds up both belts, and we fade to black. And that is your Monday Night Raw.
Awesome. Uh-oh.
What happened?
He's gone.
Oh, no.
Yep.
We gotta get Mr. De Laurentiis back.
He's back.
There he is.
It's like magic.
Sorry.
Right.
before we take our, you know, overall big discussion on, you know, some things that took place after Monday Night Raw, mm-hmm. Sour Patch rating.
One sec.
That sounds like a 2-star to me.
Yeah, we're not doing this again. I don't understand the, because Sour Patch is a bad thing. Mm-hmm. So I want me to go up.
No, we want you to be yourself. How would you rate?
No, I'm saying like if it's good, you want Sour Patch, like a Sour Patch, but Sour Patches are a bad thing.
Right? No, Sour Patches are just sour. A little sour and a little sweet.
Oh, thank you, Dee Dee.
Mostly sour, you know, but yeah.
Oh my word, at least Neil. Wow.
What?
Looking precious.
Not her edges, though. Ooh.
Looking righteous. Yeah, we're not, I'm not looking at that.
Of course not. All right, so are we ready for Smacky Downy or no?
The show was, oh, okay, I guess. I
mean, no. If you're going to give a rating, give the rating.
I don't give ratings.
You do. For 3 weeks
it's
now.
It's
going
to force me to.
Maybe
a 4.
Out of what?
This is oppression.
Out of 5 or out of 10?
Out of 10.
Ah, that makes sense. Okay. So this week's SmackDown was from the Verizon Center. No, I did not go.
Weren't y'all going to talk about Black Excellence?
We can save it for like the end discussion if you want.
This person's Twitter name is Hulk Kim Motherfucker.
It was what?
Hulk Kim Motherfucker. From next Friday?
No.
No?
No. It's not at the front of my lexicon. I'm sorry. Yeah.
It should be.
I'm not denying that. But yeah, so this week's SmackDown is from the Verizon Center. No, I didn't go. I was late getting the tickets, and the only ticket that was online was for $113. And no, sorry. So the first, okay, so Daniel and Shane are watching a replay of Miz winning the IC title last week. Ellsworth is there, but apparently he has a cold. He's coughing and sneezing, and Brian tells Ellsworth to go home, and then he sneezes on them, and then he leaves. And they say that they need...
He was just sneezing and snotting over everything, man. Like, oh, man, any man with two fists can.
Oh. Well, you know how they are.
He needs to learn how to dub on them. You know, put your mouth over your arm.
Well, because what you're supposed to do is duck your chin and never mind. So
he doesn't have one.
Never mind. So
maybe that's why he couldn't tuck his chin when he went into the stuff.
Probably exactly why. It's just like tuck what. Your lower mandible, like it's not there.
Dee Dee, stop.
It's just like space. Like it's off. Like, oh my gosh. Like you don't want to get that reconstructed. And the funny thing is he has a scar on his jaw. So it's like while they were in there, you didn't just think to like tell them to insert something. Like you just were like, I don't need a jaw. Who needs that?
He told God, I don't need a jaw. God said, I got you, fam.
He was like, it's optional. And God was like, is it really? Let's find out. Just experiment with that poor boy's face. But anyway, because he's sick, Brian and Shane need a new number one contender. But the show starts really off with The Miz and AJ, well, Miz TV specifically. AJ says that Ellsworth came down with chinfluenza. The sheep jokes, they make me happy. And then The Miz asks AJ how he can sleep at night knowing he has to defend his title against Ellsworth one day. And then they laugh. And The Miz is like, I really like your hair. Just healing it up. And it's so great.
He said, I like your hair. It's a great soccer mom look. Or so. You mentioned the soccer mom thing.
I mean, you have to. You're either doing that or you're doing Carol Brady. It's one or the other. So after Miz.
He's going to get him a shampoo commercial because his hair was so beautiful.
I mean, I can see him being on Head and Shoulders now. I mean, he's no Pantene, but he can give you a little. Suave. He can give you suave.
Now come on now, he's a redneck. You know they can only afford that 99-cent VO5.
What they buy mane and tail? What do rednecks use for shampoo? I don't know.
That White Rain? I don't know. You know White Rain because cooking.
Isn't that at the Dollar Tree?
That's what I'm saying. Like the rednecks can't afford the good stuff. Can't afford no Pantene. Come on.
If I saw a Pantene at the Dollar Tree, I'd be like, you have been scamming me. All this time. But anyway, so.
I've actually found, like, good, like, cough medicine and stuff at the Dollar Tree.
I mean, I'm sure. They have Snickers at the Dollar Tree. Some things are name brands, just most things aren't.
Oh, yeah, that's where I take, that's where I get my allergies from. Straight, allergy pills from. Straight Dollar General. Like, 217.
It's not a dollar?
Dollar Tree fan. Dollar General has varying degrees of dollars in their prices.
I don't appreciate that kind of a scam. Dollar Tree is a dollar. Everything is
a dollar. Dollar Tree.
Yeah.
That's where I get my Sour Patch Kids from.
Yeah, I bet. So, AJ says he's already beaten John Cena and Dean Ambrose, and soon enough he'll beat Ellsworth. He asks Miz, who is on his level? And Miz, of course, says himself. So he says he'd make the IC title legendary. He beat Ambrose last week, and he's not even on AJ's level. He's above AJ's level. So then they get, like, face-to-face. But then Keisha Noah, H's favorite, interrupts. He did some things, and Miz left. And then Ziggles came out, and he called them both cheaters. And Ziggles says, Miz can't hide behind Maryse's skirt, but you'll hide behind AJ's. And he's like, that's not nice.
Oh, I heard that. I saw that. I was like, ooh.
Yeah, and then so Miz fights Ziggles. He hits him with the skull-crushing finale, and then Ambrose lays Miz out with the dirty deeds. And then Ambrose hits Ziggles with the dirty deeds. So, but then the Wyatt video goes off, and Luke Harper appears and clotheslines Dean Ambrose.
Shout out to Jay to the Max. I had to watch this in the DVD edition of SmackDown Matter, so I like watched this at like 11 o'clock last night, and I was in here like, "Ooh, this opening is off the chain." Here's AJ Styles. I thought it was going there. Then nope, it comes down to like it's going to be, you know, a three way maybe when Dean comes. Nope, then here comes Ziggles. It's like, oh, a tag team match. Oh, that's kind of fresh too. Then all of a sudden, then here comes, you know, the altercations, the physicality. Then it's like, Dean Ambrose out here doing Dean Ambrose-like things. That's what me and my mama was talking about, that she likes about Dean Ambrose so much. Then the next thing you know, here comes Luke Harper. And it's like, I'm all messed up.
They're not making it easy for you.
My mom is a fan of Mr. Styles.
Hey, man, there's nothing wrong with that.
And also the New Day and AJ Styles.
I wish we could bond over mothers, but my mom doesn't. Yeah. So, backstage, AJ's mad and told Daniel and Shane that he wanted protection. And Brian said, maybe you should try a pharmacy, which I feel like is ho shade, but I don't know. Or maybe he meant from Ellsworth's illness. I don't know. It sounded like ho shade to me, though.
It sounded like condoms. So
that's
what I got. Yeah,
that's what it was. It was more like, you know, protection, like condom.
Yeah.
But that was funny.
What are you trying to say?
Did y'all hear the part where AJ was like, I can beat them one-on-one, but I can't take them all coming at me at once?
Ew.
Pause.
Gross. So, Shane informed AJ that Dean, Ziggles, Miz, and Luke Harper will have a fatal four-way number one contenders match. And if I'm not mistaken, was this one of those elimination fatal four-way match? We'll get there. Whatever. Next is Carmella versus Natty Bo. Natty's like, I didn't do it. Carmella's a liar.
It was not my fault.
It wasn't me. And she's like, I didn't want to do this in public, but you won't return my calls, and I really need you to not stalk Nikki. Like, calm down a little bit.
She's bordering into a
stalker.
Snitsky territory, because one dude was like, it's not my fault.
Oh, wasn't he special needs, though? Wait.
No, that's the other
Eugene.
Eugene, there you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the match goes outside, and Carmella's about to attack Nikki, but Natty pushes her out of the way. They go back into the ring, but Carmella catches Natty with the roll-up for the win. John Cena's coming back in 2 weeks. He could stay gone, but, you know.
Did you take your drink for that distraction finish?
Oh, that is what that was. So won't he do it?
Oh, speaking of John Cena, I got your birthday. I got your Christmas present here, Dee Dee.
Why would John Cena have anything to do with my Christmas present?
No, just you wait.
I want to be like, I don't want it, but I take everything free. So go ahead.
Shout out to Jade to the Max, who will probably be at that show on the 27th, since it is in Chicago.
Indeed it is.
It's Christmas, and I think that's like a little tradition she has with her nephews.
That is the cutest thing. I would totally take my nephews had they been in town, but they don't get here till the 23rd, so sorry about it. Backstage, there's some chunky Latin guy talking with Apollo Crews.
That's Fluffy Guy.
It's Iglesias. Gabriel Iglesias.
Yes. Sure.
He's a comedian.
Sure. Maurice.
Not a very good one, but he's a comedian.
Oh, you don't like him? No way.
I'm not a fan.
No way. Who could have guessed? Yeah, Maurice, please stop. Listen, it's easy. Maurice and Miz show up, and Maurice tells them to be quiet. Iglesias insults Miz's suit, or Fluffy, whatever he's known by, and figures he must have gotten it from Uranus. Uranus. And then they do the fake laugh, because, of course, when you make a Uranus joke, you fake laugh. Miz was about to call him a fluffy piece of shit, but, you know, PG ratings. And Apollo stops him. And Miz says he didn't have time for Creed or the other guy, and they leave. Do we care about the number one contenders tag team match? Yes, no, maybe so.
Stupid. Like, what? How would a Rumble, how would a Battle Royal determine a tag team contender? I don't know.
I don't know.
We can care for that the person who won is hurt, and we are waiting the extent of his injury.
Like emotionally hurt?
Or no, like physically.
Knee hurt could possibly have blown out his knee.
Blown out his knee? Fuck.
Possibly. Okay. The MRI has not come back yet. Sheesh. As of recording.
Sheesh. So, your contestants are the Vaudevillains. You already know they didn't win. Ascension, you already know they didn't win.
You already know they didn't win.
Breezango, give them about 20%. American Alpha, or the Hype Bros. So, this match is different from Survivor Series because both members of each team need to be eliminated before the team is eliminated. Whereas before at Survivor Series, when one was gone, they were both gone. So pretty cool. So Mojo eliminates Simon Gotch immediately. Then Chad Gable eliminated Victor, and directly after, Connor eliminated Chad. Slater eliminated Rhino by accident. Jason Jordan eliminated Aiden English, and then Slater eliminated Fandango. While he's there, Jordan gets some shoulder tackles in and some suplexes, but unfortunately he was backdropped out of the ring by Connor. And of course the crowd wasn't into that, because who roots for Connor? Nobody. Who knows who Connor is? Nobody. So, you know, yeah. Heath Slater made a comeback of his own, but he was also eliminated by Connor. But, oh, and then Connor eliminated Tyler Breeze, who didn't look like himself. And I thought maybe he had like a nose job or something while he was gone, because he looked a little different. Maybe he got fillers. I don't know. His face looked different to me. And he was about to toss Zack Ryder, but Ryder countered and used the leg scissors to eliminate Connor. That is when the Hype Bros win, and that is probably where Zack Ryder hurt his knee. So.
You are correct.
See how I tied that all together?
Just his luck, too.
Poor little Tink Tink. There's a promo for Baron Corbin. It involves the wolf. So apparently now he's a werewolf or something. Okay, nobody cares. Alexa Bliss came out for a match with Deonna Purrazzo.
Deonna Purrazzo, yay.
Come on, Bliss.
Okay, hold on. Mm-hmm. Bliss Cage champ. Mm-hmm. Already getting the high marks with me. Because mm-hmm. I love when they wear the belt.
Mm-hmm.
Roman Reigns. And kiss my ass the way that he walks down with the belt all slinging around, facing the wrong way. Respect the belt, man.
Okay.
So Alexa Bliss,
does the
you're
belt
on your way.
Fit?
The belt doesn't fit her.
Does
I
the
was
belt
like,
fit?
Like,
no, not her. Even her. Does the belt fit Roman? Like, does the belt fit Kevin? Do they put extenders on the belt? Like, does the belt fit?
The belt would fit Roman if he took that god-awful chest protector off.
So the belt doesn't fit. Think he needs a different outfit. That's why he doesn't wear it.
Well, at least if you're going to carry it across your shoulder the correct way, facing it so people can see the belt.
Well, you know.
There's an art form to carrying a title. Tully Blanchard used to carry his title all the time. Yes, he used to carry his title all the time. He hardly wore it around his waist, but he presented it in an elegant fashion. I don't like what Roman does with the belt.
Roman, not elegant enough for you. I understand.
Don, that women's title is like 2 weeks old. I mean, come on.
Hey, it doesn't matter. I bet you when it's 6 months old, she'll still be wearing it. Because she has respect for the belt.
With a K. R-E-S-P-E-C-K. Yeah. But anyway, so his girl Alexa grabs the mic from the ring announcer before Deonna even got introduced. She doesn't want to do the match. She says she doesn't do charity cases and called Deonna Jane Ellsworth. That's rude. That is Deonna
has a chin.
Deonna has a chin. That is so rude. That's
awful. That's my boo too. See that?
That's my champion, y'all. That's my champion.
He loves him rude. Mm-hmm. So then Alexa decks Deonna and sends her out of the ring, and then everybody's non-favorite Becky Lynch ran out. She's like, of course you didn't want to compete last week. That's cool. You weren't in your wrestling gear. I got it. But this week you are in your wrestling gear. And so am I. So we should have the title match right now. And Dom's girl is like, sure, but not tonight. And before she could walk away, Shane comes out and he's like, absolutely tonight. Sorry, girl. And she's saying things like, no, that's not nice. Something she said, I don't know. Becky won. But it was via count out, so Alexa's still your champion. Same.
Surprised Becky could count that high.
Yeah.
She used brains, not brawn, and beat Becky.
Mm-hmm. But after the match, Becky did beat up Alexa. And
it was about 50-50. It was about 50-50.
I can't trust you.
Take it easy.
Because you're not really impartial observer to the action.
You're very biased. Yeah.
So
you're like the Fox News of Alexa.
Damn, Gina. Mm.
So you calling me Charlamagne, and that's my solid line? Is that what you're doing? Yeah.
Sounds like it.
Very unfair.
Sorry, buddy.
All right, we have on our next guest here on Talking Smack, the WWE Women's Champion here on SmackDown, Alexa Bliss. How are ya?
Could be a lot better. Really, really sore.
How's your knee doing?
I mean, I don't know, it's really hard to say. I haven't been able to get to the trainer yet, but, you know, I'm really concerned about it.
What happened out there?
I honestly don't know. I landed, when I was getting out of the ring, I landed weird on my knee, and I was just so focused on the pain that I didn't even know that I was being counted out. And last thing I knew, the bell was ringing and my knee was in immense pain. I couldn't put any pressure on it.
Wait, why haven't you been to the trainer yet? It's been like quite a while since your match.
I know, but I thought I could maybe, you know, sit and elevate it myself, just kind of hang out in the locker room, see how it feels. But, you know, now, I definitely need a professional opinion.
So part of me felt like you were limping until you got counted out, but then you came in and then you were no longer limping. And then all of a sudden you like just remembered to limp again.
One, I feel like that's kind of questioning my integrity, Daniel. I pride myself on my integrity. And, I mean, when you're injured and you're, you know, okay, you have this adrenaline, but you should know everything about adrenaline and injuries.
Like, you're moving pretty
good
here, though.
You're moving pretty good. Actually, you're kicking with your bad leg.
It's adrenaline. I mean, Renee, you don't know what I'm talking about, but you would know what I'm talking about. You've suffered through injuries, and you've competed through injuries. I've seen it.
Right, yeah. And then I went to the doctor. Right
Which
away.
I plan on doing.
But now that adrenaline has worn off, I mean, don't you have to take care of yourself as the SmackDown Women's Champion, as the leader of the locker room right now? Should that not be a first priority for you?
Oh, absolutely. I'm fully plan on facing anybody for my title. I mean, Becky, it was fair for her to have her rematch. She came out and demanded a rematch. I didn't agree with it at first, but then Shane granted her rematch, which I fully respect. And, you know, I really need to focus on myself and my injury. And, you know, I want to be the best SmackDown Women's Champion I can be because, you know, I am the locker room leader. And now I have to be looked up to.
Oh, man. So,
as of right now, Alexa Bliss has not been proven to be problematic since her best friend is Nia Jax. So I think I'm okay with that one.
My best friend is black is what all the racists say, but I'm going to leave it at that.
Have y'all seen Nia Jax on Instagram? She'll sometimes when she goes to the arena, she'll play a game of Where's Nia?
Mm-hmm.
Where she'll hide in the background, and then she'll want you to find her. The other day, she was under a ring truck.
Is it difficult? She's like 3,000 feet tall.
Yeah, she's really hard to spot.
Interesting.
She hides really well. But yeah, it's an interesting game she plays like before she goes to the arenas.
She's playing a social media game, a hide-and-go-seek. Interesting.
Yeah.
Like, is there a prize involved? Like, what?
A date, hopefully. I might win.
You have a girlfriend, Samuel. I'm telling.
I can have two.
No, you can't. No, you can't. I'm very sure she would object to that.
No, here's how you do that. You do the T.I. and you do the Young Dro. You're not allowed to have a girlfriend, but your girlfriend is. And thus, that makes her my girlfriend, too.
What a scam. Final match of the night. It was a number one contender in his Fatal 4-Way elimination match. And the things, they happened. Harper hit Ambrose with a suicide dive. Miz tried to, you know, cheer on Harper and be friends, but Harper smacked him. It hit a Michinoku driver for two. You're making a lot of noise in the background, friend. Miz used a running dropkick on Ziggles, but Ambrose cut him off with a clothesline. Ambrose tried a suicide dive on Harper, but Harper blocked it and hit him with a big boot. Ambrose tried to catch Harper with the Dirty Deeds, but Ziggles super kicked Ambrose. Harper clotheslined Ziggles, and then Ambrose clotheslined Harper. Miz was the first eliminated because it is a elimination match. I was right. Yeah. After Ambrose caught him in a small package, and then Ziggles hit Harper with a zigzag, and Ambrose nailed Ziggles with a flying elbow for a two count. Atunga was called a moron, and then Harper hit Ambrose with a spinning side slam. The referee kind of counted to three, but not quite. So, yeah. Harper was finally eliminated after a super kick from Ziggles and a Dirty Deeds by Ambrose. Then Ziggles hit a facebuster off the top rope, but Ambrose caught him in a small package for a near fall. After a double clothesline spot, Miz reappeared at ringside for a distraction. Ambrose hit him with a suicide dive, and Ziggles followed with a super kick. Then Ambrose saw Ziggles into the ring post and then back into the ring. But Miz held onto Ambrose's leg to stop him from entering the ring. So then he launches Miz into the barricade, jumps back into the ring. So Ziggles is lying in wait, nails him with a super kick, and picks up the win. Our Ziggles.
WTF?
Yeah. We'll face AJ Styles for the world title in 2 weeks.
They got me again, because I damn sure wasn't looking for no damn Dolph Ziggler to win.
That's how they get you.
Hey, man, SmackDown be, they be doing their thing, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's better, man. Like, Raw has bigger names, but SmackDown definitely is the better show.
SmackDown got the show. There was a tribute to the troops, and guess what? Things happened. Next!
I'll tell you one thing that did happen. They did have a four-way tag team match to determine New Day's opponent this Sunday at Roadblock, and Sheamus and Cesaro won. So awesome. Sheamus and Cesaro versus the New Day will be a title match this Sunday.
Awesome.
You know what else is awesome, DD?
What? Me? I know.
Yes. Not only just you, but Christmas shopping for you and others. By using Amazon. You don't have to fight the crowds. You don't have to deal with parking. You don't have to maybe, you know, put your hands on somebody because they, you know, invade your personal space. Go through CSPN.us. Support the podcast. Support the Razzlecast. Support Another Score. Support the Bad Advice Show. Help Gordon's girlfriend take him back. Support Crown of Collards. Like shopping through Amazon. Do your Christmas shopping through Amazon through CSPN.us. Kick some of those, you know, holiday cheer back to us. Help keep our podcast free so Classic can do things like keep the parting promo sounding fresh and clear every week. The little expenses that we do occur here at the podcast network. So please help support CSPN during the holiday season by shopping through Amazon. UCSPN.us. Click on Keep the Podcast Free banner. Click on Amazon. Do your shopping as normal and help us out. So now we go to NXT. It's all about Fatal 4-Ways and number one contenders. As that's what this whole episode is all about. So we start with Bobby Roode defeating Oney Lorcan with the Glorious DDT, and he is the first person to advance to the number one contender Fatal 4-Way match next week. Next, we have Sam's favorite, Roderick Strong. He defeats the Drifter, Elias Samson, with the Sick Kick.
Jesus Christ.
And he is the second participant in the number one contender's Fatal 4-Way match. Again, that will be next week. Cien Almas, suspenders and all, defeats No Way Jose with a schoolboy suplex to advance as a third person in the number one contender's Fatal 4-Way. In our final match, qualifying match, Todd Dillinger, he beat Eric Young by disqualification when Nikki Cross attacked him. Todd got the best of the rest of Sanity until Damo came on the scene. He destroyed Todd, of course. And for his troubles, Todd is the fourth and final participant in next week's Fatal 4-Way. Then we get a vignette of Peyton Royce, Billy Kay, and Dee Dee's girl, Deonna Purrazzo, with their angle from Toronto. It's then followed by a promo from the Aussies. Deonna interrupts and says that she wants to hurt one of the girls next week, and she tells the two Aussies to pick which one will face her. Then we get our main event for this week. This was shot on location from Melbourne, Australia. It was an NXT title match in a cage. Nakamura beat Samoa Joe. He hit him with three Kinshasas, and he retains the NXT title. Mm-hmm. So pretty much that should have been the swan song for Samoa Joe. So hopefully he will be popping up on the main roster in SmackDown or Raw, hopefully as a Royal Rumble participant or –
maybe shortly after. So that's something to keep your eyes on. Looks like we're setting up a great four-way here, number one contender. Looks like this may be the opportunity where we can get our Bobby Roode versus Nakamura program, where we can get the glorious entrance versus the Nakamura violin entrance at the NXT TakeOver for Royal Rumble. And that might be better than the match. Those two entrances back to back. I don't think the crowd will have anything left for the actual wrestling match, if that is the main event. So NXT looks like they're trying to get their stuff back together. Had to reload a little bit, but things are looking up. And Sam, just for your trouble, Roderick Strong looks amazing in WWE, man.
Hmm.
Look, some things slide, man.
Oh, hey,
he's got talent.
A blind squirrel finds a nut every now and then.
All right, real quick, because we still got to play our favorite game. We got real quick. So let me go through some.
I got the Enterprise. Please.
Let me go through some New Japan Tag League right quick. We had the finals of this past week. Cody was named the newest member of the Bullet Club, and he should debut at Wrestle Kingdom 11. He's going by the American Nightmare, so that was pretty cool. Had a nice little vignette. He got announced by Kenny Omega in the ring, so that was pretty cool. Takahashi, a.k.a. the guy who was behind the whole bomb thing, kind of like the Chris Jericho arrival thing, he interfered in a tag match that involved Kushida, who he will be facing for the IWGP Junior Heavyweight title at Wrestle Kingdom 11. And he joined Naito and the boys as a member of Los Ingobernables. So that was a major happening. And last but not least, the finals of this year's World Tag League. Makabe and Hamna go back-to-back as they defeat Tama Tonga and Tonga Loa. As Makabe hit the King Kong E-drop and got the win. Like a 30-minute match, some really good spots, people going through tables. Hamna does basically the doomsday device, but by a headbutt, and almost kills Tonga Loa because he landed on his neck when he came off of Makabe's shoulders. Very painful looking spot there. Just a very good match. Pretty good show overall. The first part of it is, you know, the usual New Japan kind of underneath matches. Then you get past the intermission and it picks up really good. Kenny Omega and Okada had a very good interaction in their tag team match, which Chaos won. So I'm looking forward to Wrestle Kingdom 11, which will be January 4th. And it will be actually aired on Access the next week on January 11th. And maybe that will be voiced over by Jim Ross. So I'll be looking, you know, forward to that. If you guys have DirecTV, I know Access is on DirecTV. I don't know if it's on Time Warner or not because I never look for it because I have New Japan World. So I stream everything fresh from Japan. All right, so real quick, we're going to play Who You Got for Roadblock this weekend. The hashtag will be, since this is a Raw pay-per-view Roadblock cast, going to keep it real simple. So like I said, we're going to have first our pre-show match is going to be Big Cass versus Rusev. So I will start with our SmackDown Matters correspondent. Who you got?
I have Cass.
Of course you have Cass.
Of course I do. I don't actually think he's going to win, but that doesn't.
Sam?
Rusev.
I'm going to say Rusev as well.
Duh.
Our next match will be.
Wait, hold on. Wasn't it weren't Enzo and Cass at the soldier troop shit thingy? I thought Enzo was like.
I didn't see it.
I think they were. Wasn't Enzo like all like, you know, in traction or whatever the hell?
It is. They did a better job of him selling that than Ellsworth selling the Super Styles Clash off the stairs.
Yeah. Yeah, we continue.
All right. So we've got Sami Zayn versus Braun Strowman. It's not really a wrestling match per se. It's a 10 minute challenge. So it's basically to see if Sami Zayn can last the full 10 minutes of Braun. Sam, who you got?
Oh, I was looking at Alicia Fox. What? Whatever.
Braun Strowman, Sami Zayn. Who you got?
This is a tough one. Now, is this going to be an actual like long match, or is this going to be like a
10 minute?
You really weren't paying any damn attention. Amazing.
I'm trying to see what Alicia Fox is talking about.
Who
she's
cares?
On the Cruiserweight show. I care, Deidre. I do.
Oh, did you see when Bailey was trying it this afternoon? She's probably answering that tweet when her and Cedric.
No, I'm talking about. I'm watching the network and it's the live stream and they're showing 205 live and Alicia Fox was having a conversation with Noam Dar.
Oh my god.
That's from last week. But continue.
No. Well, it says December 13th. That was
yesterday. Oh, that was yesterday? I must have missed that part. I got the Hulu version this week.
Oh, you already know that they'd be chopping things off of there. Okay, so what was Sami Zayn and
Braun?
Running the Strowman?
Yeah, 10-minute challenge match.
Just to keep it going, I'm going to go with Bronny.
All right. Dee Dee, we'll see you.
Of course I have Sammy.
I'll have to say Braun Hart.
Of course.
I mean, you already know that, like, these, you know, if you can't just go one match and that's it, they have to go at least 8 months.
Okay, I'll insert this here. New Day versus Sheamus and Cesaro for the tag team titles. I think this we all have the same answer here.
Well, everyone's already expecting New Day to drop the titles already, so maybe they can swerve us and let them keep it for another week.
So, Sam, you think of New Day?
Let me see here. Sure, why not? Let's go with that.
All right. EDR, you were drinking, man.
Mm-hmm. What about you?
I'm thinking New Day.
Really?
We'll all be wrong together if they lose.
Okay, cool.
And heartbroken.
Right. I'll actually be okay because Cesaro deserves.
So he does.
I won't be in my feelings about it, but I still would prefer that the New Day win.
We've got Seth Rollins versus Chris Jericho.
Oh, shit. See, but Seth is all Black Lives Matter and shit now. Oh, man. Nah, I gotta stick with Jericho. All
right.
I ain't trying to be on the list.
Sam?
I'm going to go with Rollins just because, you know, in order for the whole road to Triple H to keep going, he has to beat this guy.
Right. I'm going to go with Jericho. I think KO may try to win his favor.
See, I think the shenanigans are going to happen in the main event.
What was the shenanigans? Hey, it can happen twice.
Jericho, you're fearing.
It can happen twice. So now we got the Rich Homie Swan versus TJ Perkins versus the... See what I did there, DD? Brian Kendrick. Triple threat cruiserweight title match. Sam, what do you got?
Swan.
Please say the homie. DD?
Well, I didn't say Rich. So.
You don't have to say the homie. I mean, Rich. We all know who the homie is. DD, you got Rich Swan?
You know I don't.
Oh.
Dang.
Kendrick?
Of course.
Of course.
See, I thought you were going to go with TJ because he's like
Filipino. I'm going Rich Homie.
It's levels. There are levels to it.
She's not here for TJ.
I'm really not. He looks too young. And then, like stories of, like, do you remember when I played N64? Like, they don't, that's not.
Yeah, his gimmick is that he likes video games. Like,
my gimmick is I'm a grown-ass woman, dog. Like, I can't. That ain't it for me now. Against other people, sure, but not against the homie and Brian Kendrick. No, no. Who'd you pick, Donald?
I picked the homie.
Okay, I figured you would, but so that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, we still got to do next. Sasha and
That's next up. Boss Babe Champ, Sasha Banks versus Charlotte Flair in a 30-minute Iron Maiden match for the Raw Women's Tag.
They're officially calling it an Iron Man match, so I'm gonna call it an Iron Man match.
They're maidens, sir. So I'm gonna go gender.
That's the name that's on the marquee. The marquee says Iron Man match.
But you do what you want when you pop in.
Thank you.
So,
and who's running this segment, sir?
Don can call it whatever he want to call it.
Sam, who you got?
Charlotte.
See, that's what's wrong with you.
Dee Dee?
What's wrong with me, Dee Dee?
I have Sasha, of course.
I got Sasha, too.
Of course you do. Black excellence, damn it.
You know it. Main event time. The WWE Universal Champion, Kevin Owens. Versus the United States champion, Roman Reigns, for Kevin Owens' Universal title. Sammy says he has Kevin Owens.
Yeah.
Some other coalition in the house?
Yes, but not today.
Oh, Chunky Boobay, huh?
Yeah, Chunky Canadian time. Absolutely. All right.
Well, it's clean sweep for Kevin Owens. All right. So we have made our picks. For who you got, we will be keeping everybody abreast during the action, the live tweet, hashtag RoadblockCast, since this is a Raw pay-per-view. And so you'll find out who is a better prognosticator, Dee Dee, Sam, or myself.
I mean, it's going to be close again.
Yeah, I see there's the first match, me and Sam picked the same. The second match, me and Sam picked the same. The third match, we all picked the same. Mm-hmm. You and Sam picked, me and you picked the same for Jericho and Rollins. Mm-hmm. Me and Sam picked the same for the Cruiserweight title. Me and you picked the same for the women's title. And we all picked the same for the
Universal title. It's going to be tight. Real tight.
Yep. All right, so before we go, you know we got to talk about it during SmackDown Matters. I guess last night at some point on Tuesday, the greatest picture in the history of the WWE came out, where it was The New Day, the Rich Homie Swan, and Sasha Banks all posing in a picture with their championship belts with the hashtag Black Excellence. Made me proud.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, how those the neighbors, as Nick Jew and Arthur the Edge like to call them, they just couldn't let us have no moment for ourselves. They just couldn't let us bask in our...
Really? There were complaints?
Yeah. In our, you know, the 95-year, you know, history of discrimination that Black people have been suffering in professional wrestling, we couldn't have just this one moment in time where, you know, we could just take a moment and say, three of the five champions on Raw, three of the titles are held by Black people.
But no. But no, because what would you say if, you know, Kevin Owens was in a picture with Charlotte and other bullshit? And it's like, shut the fuck up. You're not underrepresented. You're not a fucking minority. You're smart enough to know the difference. You just want to be a troll on the internet. So go be a troll. Because if you say that shit to my face, I'm cursing you out and calling you stupid and calling your mom stupid and calling your daddy dumb.
Because it ain't even about y'all this time. Man,
it's never about them. They want everything to be about them. But when you want to tell them about themselves, they'd be like, that's racist. Well, that's not what racist is, sweetheart. Being racist is not saying, shit, we're the fucking bomb. And if you white people can say, hey, we're awesome, without saying, and I hope you all die.
No, it's funny how, like, them being accused of racism is, to them, is the same as actual racism.
That's because white people are stupid. Those white people, I should say.
Yeah, so if you guys follow the WrestleCast on Twitter, it is the Abby of the WrestleCast Twitter account right now. It looks glorious. They put out a second one that was even, that's like airbrushed and everything. It has like their official WWE, you know, pictures. But I think the first one is like, you know, more organic, you know? It's just like,
but I want them to do like one every week. Like, just be like, yeah, we're still Black and we're still excellent. Ain't shit changed. Give you different angles, give you different filters on Snapchat, give you different filters on Instagram. Like, give them a moment. And like, if you want it to be an issue, let's let it be an issue. Find all the Black people. Go get like Apollo Crews and shit. He ain't won nothing, but that's okay. Yeah, and get them
know,
all.
And you know Xavier and Big E definitely is petty enough to do it, especially Big E.
I like him petty.
Like, y'all want to be mad. Oh, we'll make you mad. So... yeah, hashtag Black Excellence is everywhere. It's in the WWE. You can't fight it. You might as well learn to love it because it's the best thing going today. So stand up, cheer for The New Day, cheer for Sasha Banks, cheer for Rich Homie Swan, cheer for Naomi and Apollo Crews and everybody else that's got some tint to their skin in that company, because that's truly making America great again. Sam, you want to do any shout-outs?
You'll go first.
Ladies first, of course. We're gentlemen.
Okay. I'll give a shout out to Gordon's girlfriend. Please, 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 please take him back. He didn't mean it. Well, he might have meant it. But no, it doesn't matter. Take him back. He's sorry.
Yeah, me and my mama was listening to that on our road trip. Yeah, it was funny, but it was also sad. I hate to hear a brother out here going through it.
It's sad. He left his little Dominican apples. Apple cinnamon apple, yeah.
And you know, he in that in-between stage where he know he fucked up, but his pride is still there. So
yeah, he can't fix it, but he know he wrong, and he know he sad. So it's just like, you know how men and they pride be, girl, just take him back. But then shout out to the chairman for coming to my party and bringing the good chickens and bringing Scattergories, which he left in my apartment, but that's okay. I still have it. I'm not going to throw it out. Shout out to everybody who came to my party and everybody who brought alcohol and everybody who left alcohol. Shout out to the dude who brought the ice. It's very necessary. Shout out to my mama and her friends for helping me cook when I was running ridiculously late, that was necessary. Shout out to the holiday parties I'm about to crash. It's about to go down. Yeah, that's about it. Shout out to Home Alone 2, though. Yes.
It's on TV right now?
Sure is, AMC.
Okay.
I'd
like to give a shout out to my whole family that was in Georgia this past weekend celebrating my grandmother's birthday. It was fantastic. I'd like to give a shout out to my WrestleCast co-hosts, Dee Dee and Sam. I'd like to also give a shout out to Greg, somewhere out there working, grinding, doing what he does. Shout out to Classic and Mel. Shout out to Crown and Collars, Dan and Jeremy. Shout out to the whole network, Gordon. You know, do what you got to do, man. You see that Lenny Williams in your system, man. Go out there. Don't be too proud to beg. Get that woman back. Give a shout out to all the wrestling fans. Give a shout out to everybody who's going to check out Roadblock this weekend. Hashtag RoadblockCast. And also, I'm looking forward to, because we're doing this a day early, I'm looking forward to everybody who's going to live tweet the Delete Cast. We're doing a special exemption, and we're going to watch some TNA together as a family. So, I'm looking forward to that. So shout out to Matt Hardy and those boys.
Is this going to air before then or no?
It's going to be the day after. So shout out to everybody who came out to the Delete Cast.
Man, did y'all see my favorite spot when this happened?
Right.
Okay, so I guess I can do my shout outs now. Shout out to all the usual folks, Classic, Dee Dee, Mel, Don, Greg. Shout out to the Glow out there. Out there doing their thing.
You know, casting and blowing it up.
Yeah. Just throwing all kinds of shade on the raw cast. I saw that. Y'all can't hide.
Oh, yeah. And check out the new Slay podcast, because Littlefoot gave her thoughts about the angle with Enzo. And she wants to knuckle up with Lana. Maybe that's why Lana's been at the performance center. Because, you know, young Littlefoot might catch her in the alleyway.
Right. Y'all should see Miss Baltimore out there throwing her little shade out there. Yep. She thinks she's slick, and she no one notices, but I see it. You see, shout out to Lady Nikki on Twitter. You should check out her YouTube videos. Pretty good stuff. And we'll try to have her on soon. And that's pretty much about it. So I guess we'll see you next week. And we are out.
What up, .com? Woo! What's going on? We your boys, the New Day! And we beat this record. It will go down in history as the greatest WWE World Tag Team Championship reign of literally all time.
All time.
It's a thing. When you're a kid, you don't dream of being the whatever of all time. We're three guys trying to keep our jobs at one point.
Yeah.
We're trying to survive.
Oh, for real. And honestly, one of the worst debuts of all time right here.
The worst.
Go watch back.
Go back and check it out.
Watch the film. Watch
go back and check it out.
Really bad. Yeah,
Archer said, hey, here's my friend with a mustache for some reason.
Yeah.
Bro. Yeah.
Real mess.
I was insane. I was crazy. You know why I was crazy? Because I was lost. And then when I found New Day, I was found. Lost in the woods. I was gonna let that burn in.
Baby. On some real notes, a couple of us at least were on the verge of being 86.
Yeah, not a couple of us. You say me?
Yeah, you're. No, me and you and me.
No, you were gonna go to NXT.
I was flounder, yeah, and then fire.
Yeah.
But
that's slow burn.
Kofi was always gonna be okay.
Yeah.
That's the goal. What?
I think about this for Kofi. What? 12 times champion.
Yes.
12 times champion. You're about to be the longest reigning tag team champion like of all time, cumulative. Who's first? Mr. Fiji?
I have no idea. Mr. Fuji.
I said Fuji.
I was going to let it go. Yeah. I was going to let it go.
I said Fuji.
No, not quite.
The inside of my mouth is bleeding because I just got freaking pop up.
Much respect, may you know.
Yes.
To the late great.
Yes. Yes.
But no, the fact that we even got here to this point is quite remarkable when you consider the origins. It was quite rough, so.
Woo!
It's a classic case of believing yourself and being
exactly
happy. You know?
Because
it's infectious.
Because ask yourself, are you one of the people who have like an OG New Day shirt? Are you like the gross one?
I mean, it wasn't a great shirt, so I don't know.
You didn't even know what the logo was.
No, you didn't.
You know that was a phoenix rising from the ashes.
You did.
You think that we would rise from the ashes like we did?
We're getting the ended signal.
It's real, man.
It's a TV show.
But you can never end this raid.
Never.
It's everlasting.
Yes. Get it?
Yeah. That's our names in the history books, baby.
What's that song? Candy Rain?
That's